This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now, back to Frank Cusimano from the McBride & Son Home Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
Our Victory Lap is brought to you by Victory Men's Health. Go to their website, victorymenshealth.com. They have a urologist on staff. Doesn't it seem like when you're a little bit older, you lack a little energy? Well, they have this vitamin drip. And Chuck Tuna, you went?
I went over last Friday. I want to tell you about it when you get finished.
No, go ahead.
I went over last Friday and took a nice little drive. I got there. So I've been to other clinics because they've offered me advertising.
Yes.
So I went over to this place, plush, clean offices. You walk in, brand new building right over the 1801 Chop House. Unbelievable office. You walk in, the mom's there. She answers the phone. She's the receptionist. Then you walk in, Amy Settle is there. Matter of fact, what's our guy?
Ed Curtis.
Ed was there. I mean, just plush.
Yeah, really magnificent setting.
Nurses. Dressed, everything
Everybody's
is clean.
Beautiful over there, too, by the way.
Everything, the walls are beautiful. Everything in the place is beautiful. But you sit down in the atmosphere, I'm getting a drip. Unbelievable.
Yeah, how did you feel afterwards?
I feel great. I feel like a new man. I had to do a medical procedure this week. John Hadley sent out an email to everybody today. The other day, did you get it? It said Charlie had lower body issues. I feel like a new man.
So you felt 20 years younger?
Really, I do.
So you feel like you're almost 60
again? Oh, the women better watch out tonight.
They better watch out tonight.
Yeah, lock up your daughters or your girlfriends and wives, because Frankie, Charlie is back.
All right, good stuff, Chuck. We appreciate that. Go to their website, victorymenshealth.com. Your column, tell me the theme of it. Mizzou has gone black.
I said, like, black is back in at Mizzou, and it's really tongue-in-cheek because it's speaking over the, you know, going back to when the football team threatened a boycott. And
this is Alvin Reed now, not me.
Not Charlie, all right. And the basketball team had its, you know, woes over the last two seasons. One of the words I can say, it's awful. It's awful. Campus and those awful football players and awful, and just I heard the word awful an awful lot, and so I just basically wrote a column where I said, like, you know, it was just awful. The football players were awful, the black students down there, it was with the Black Lives Matter, that was just awful. And I said, like, but all of a sudden everybody's happy, the fraternity's got, you know, these black young men's names hanging from them, everybody's happy, and the coach is black, and the top player in the nation coming here is black. And I said, things is awfully black. All of a sudden, down there, everybody's happy. So it was tongue-in-cheek, but just focusing on the fact that there's a new energy at Missouri, and it's being led by a black man who hired another black man whose black son is coming to the school, and several other black, you know, very good basketball players are apparently headed their way, too. So it added some new life and some new energy to the school, and that's good. That's good for everybody in Missouri, no matter where you come down.
So it's really black and gold now.
It's black and gold. Right.
And how about just what that means in terms of just that Porter signing? I know Konzo's going to be there for a long time, but gosh, what that does, energy in the building for when football recruits come in for their visits.
Well, think about what did Mizzou average last year?
Oh, they lie about it, but it's probably 3,000 or 4,000.
That's what I'm saying. So that immediately doubles. I mean, that you will bodies and seats will now be in the just from the first day, well, the low tens or whatever. You know, you'll have just double the crowd that was there just off interest alone. I think that Missouri won't just roll to, like, you know, 31 victories. Next year they'll be significantly better. I think they're an NCAA tournament team. They should make it.
Very rare that a team has the number one pick in the draft and doesn't make the tournament. Now, it's happened, like the guy at Washington and then Ben Simmons at LSU.
Right. Now, Ben Simmons was, you know, that whole thing was, it wasn't his fault, but that team was just bad.
Yeah.
So, you know, if they lose a game, you know, let's not think that, oh, see, I knew this wasn't going to work. You know, no, just it'll be all right.
We're missing the big picture. Enrollment. Enrollment has been down in Mizzou for the past two or three years. Enrollment, sports helps your enrollment.
Every university.
Ask Georgetown and Patrick Ewing about that.
Every university acknowledges that. NCAA appearance, more applications to college, better applicants to our college. Every college acknowledges that. Now, is that crazy? But it's the truth.
It's the truth. Sports.
It's the truth.
That's what's going to happen. You got a brother, a black man down there going to bring a Roman up. Then you say you had black people that took a Roman down. Well, you got a brother savior that's coming in to take a Roman back up. How
I
about
know
that?
You have not been the president of the Barry Odom fan club, and you've been pretty hard on him. But he seemingly has done a pretty good job, got a really good quarterback, and then he got a four-star defensive lineman, Akai Byers, a 2017 recruit last night.
The quarterback from Alabama shocked me because he's been recruited by Alabama and a couple other places. So that really, and he had his heart set on Mizzou. Why? I don't know, but his heart was set on Mizzou because he knew he could probably play.
So you're going to maybe change your opinion of Barry Odom. As
I didn't say that. I haven't stepped on the field yet.
But you're prepared to change your opinion if he does well.
If he does well, yeah, I'd be an idiot not to say that, right? But
well,
you got to win some games.
Like that by destroying him after just one game.
But Pinkle didn't win anything big. No, that's why I was, you know. But Pinkle took
games.
The program back.
I mean,
do you like the direction, or is it just too early to tell under Odom?
It's too early to tell.
Yeah,
Odom.
I agree.
I think it's way too early to tell. And football, so many positions, so many, you know, it's not like basketball. You get 2-4 stars and a 5, and you got a really good team. It's just not true.
But he's got pressure galore on him to win because of what they've done with the basketball program. Pressure is mounting on Odom to win this season, not next year, this season.
Because there was no pressure on him before coming from basketball.
Here's the other big pressure is that with this unbelievable junior class in St. Louis, and by the way, they're all going to be in studio tonight at Channel 5, those guys, I don't care how good a salesman Odom or Cornell Ford is, they're not going to Mizzou if they're 4-8. Bottom line, he has to have a winning season for these blue chippers in St. Louis to say, yeah, I'm going to go to Mizzou.
Well, I mean, or look, if he could create a pipeline, all right, you know, right now, who's got the number, you know, this next coming up class, who's got the number 5-6 class in, you know, recruiting? It's Kansas. Now, Kansas is sorry, but they hired this guy from Tony Hall from down in New Orleans.
Kansas has the top 5 football recruiting class?
Right now.
Wait a minute.
Kansas football?
Coming in this year in 2017?
18.
Oh, with the
kids are going to play next year.
They're 18. High school juniors now.
They'll be playing their senior year next year.
So, and they're early top 5.
Yeah.
What type of whiskey have you been drinking?
No, this is the truth.
Because aren't you 1-20 the last 2 years?
Yeah, I'm not making this up. Tony Hall has somehow managed to get 3 or 4 kids from Louisiana to sign or to say they're going to sign.
What brand of whiskey are you drinking?
All right, Charlie, you can look it up. Now, if these kids uphold their unwritten commitment,
Kansas,
then they really could. Because they also, and then Kansas also lured 2 kids from Alabama, one offensive lineman who basically got thrown off the team.
Yeah,
and
one
receiver
leg problem.
Who transferred. And they're both good players. Now, I'm not saying, you don't have to necessarily be, you know, in the running to go to the, you know, the championship game of your conference to recruit pretty well and help your program.
Well, these kids from St. Louis do.
Yes. Oh, I'm just saying in general.
Yeah, okay,
these kids.
You.
No, right. Not these. Because you're trying to, like Charlie said, with this other kid coming up here to Mizzou, he can play. And, you know, there are a lot of kids that said, like, look, I'm not interested in going to Alabama or Clemson and sit the bench, and then 2 years later somebody else come along and I never get off the bench. I would like to play, and at least that way I'll know if I'm good enough to play in the pros or not, because I was out there physically on the field.
All right, another thought, quick one on soccer. So now that this soccer thing is off the table, do you anticipate test scores going up dramatically and crime going down in the city, because soccer was the reason that, you know, we couldn't have good schools and the crime was so up?
No.
You anticipate that.
Who said that? People think that too.
I know.
People think that.
Yeah.
That was, I know.
That was great.
I know you guys probably talked about the death.
Well, I do think crime's going down because we'll have a new police chief. I think that's going to help a lot. I will say that.
That whole soccer plan was a bad idea for the city from the get-go, opposed it from the thing. Look, I would like for them to pay for their own soccer team, bring the soccer team here. But that was just a... No, that was just a bad idea.
But I mean, we think if they put up $250 million, and the MLS is dying to come here, what can you put 60 into it?
Like who? The city?
Yeah.
No. Nope. You find that 60, or reduce that price 60.
Well, but they're not.
Slash the price. Slash the price of the stadium.
So that 24 unoccupied acres is going to be
whatever.
Forever, and we're going
to. But that doesn't mean you sign on for a bad deal. Quit making desperate deals. St. Louis needs to stop being so doggone desperate. Stop making desperate deals.
But
you all have the money.
It's never coming again.
You know why they're not coming, Frank? Because we sued the National Football League, and 5 of the owners in the MLS are owners in the National Football League. See, that's no foresight. That's stupidity.
Wait, explain that again.
Five people who own MLS teams are National Football League owners who have now been sued by the city of St. Louis. So even if Dave Peacock and them throw their own $60 million in, when it comes down to a vote, Paul Allen, Kraft, all the rest of them said like, oh, yeah, right. Yeah, they're suing me. I'm going to give them more money. So no.
Well, I do think this, though, that if it would have passed with that vote in the city that day, on that Tuesday, the MLS would be here. Would you agree with that?
I would say this. I'm about 65 to 70% sure that was not a done deal. I think this was some most shenanigans.
No. I mean, the commissioner couldn't have been more.
The commissioner what?
He wasn't going to other expansion cities. He's a campaigning and going to pep rallies.
He's
here.
A commissioner with a league that don't make no money. You talk about a talking head.
Well, that's
head.
Another reason why I think you have to admire the owners. This wasn't a get-rich-quick scheme here, okay?
Wasn't it?
No, believe me. If Jim Cavanaugh wanted to make money, Alvin, he'd put it in Apple stock.
I know.
He wouldn't put it in some soccer league,
well,
okay?
But, all right. No, they wanted all the perks of being these soccer owners without taking the risk, and that risk was about $60 million worth. Well, you've got to have $60 million worth of risk then.
All right. We'll agree to disagree. Chuck, what's your schedule this weekend?
Naked Vine tonight, since I've got my drip from Victor Clinton.
Oh,
I'm on site tonight.
Women in St. Louis,
Lord
run.
Have mercy.
Alvin, man. What do you got scheduled sports-wise or anything this weekend?
Oh, man, it's prom night, so I'm not going to the prom.
Wait
but
a minute, you're
chaperone?
I have a senior. She's wearing
Kirkwood?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So,
oh, congratulations.
So nothing. I'll just probably be around the house.
You got a daughter?
Yeah.
You like the kid that's taking her?
Oh, they go in groups now, Charlie. The young lady's like going.
That's what you think.
Well, you know what, Charlie? I know. Yeah. I tell her that all the
but
time.
But that's good. You got
so
a good
no boys
kid.
Involved. No, dad. Yeah, okay. Whatever. Yeah.
And where's she headed to college?
She's either going to go to Dominican University of Chicago or Rockhurst in Kansas City.
Oh, as long as she's not going to Kansas, that's good.
Well, she told me she was like, I think in ninth grade. She pulled me aside. Dad, I just don't think I'm going to Kansas. So I said, it's all right, baby.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. Bomberito sponsors the show.